Saturday marks the first anniversary of the city of Flint's switch from Detroit water to the Flint River. It has not been an easy transition.
Here's to Flint.
Here's to Flint. Here it is.
The switch started with a celebratory toast of Flint water. At the small ceremony at Flint's water plant last April, Mayor Dane Walling told a WNEM-TV reporter,
"This is a historic step for us."
It was Mayor Walling who threw the switch, which cut off the water coming from the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department. That left the Flint River as the city's sole source for its tap water. The plan is for the river to be a temporary bridge until Flint can get cheaper water from Lake Huron. Now, a year later, Mayor Walling concedes there have been plenty of problems since the switch.
It's been a challenging process, and there were a number of unanticipated issues, and there are certainly times where you look back and say, you know, we should have done this or we should have done that.
It wasn't too long after the switch last April before Flint residents started complaining about the smell and the taste of their tap water. The water was also often cloudy. Last summer, Flint residents were told to boil their water several times because of the presence of E. coli. Then city residents started complaining about skin rashes and their hair falling out. That was likely caused by the chlorine used to kill the E. coli. And then there was the presence of a disinfectant byproduct, so high it violated the Safe Drinking Water Act. Dozens of free bottled water giveaways have helped many Flint residents who couldn't afford to buy the water themselves. News photos of those water giveaways have been a public relations nightmare for city officials. Flint officials have gotten an earful during the past year, from marches and rallies downtown to packed public meetings.
Look at that water. None of you white people would drink that water.
For Lisa Fowler manages a Facebook page called Flint Water Class Action Group. She says she and her kids have suffered burns and lost hair after taking showers in their Flint home. Fowler and other Flint residents got letters earlier this month assuring them that their water was safe. But she says there are still problems, especially with things like hardness.
I just got my water tested the day after we received the letter in the mail, and my water in my home's no better than it was before.
As the first anniversary of the switch nears, Public Works Director Howard Croft insists the water meets federal and state standards. He also says the city plans to spend $5 million making improvements, including a new filtration system. It'll be online later this summer. Croft says it's important the city improve communication with those Flint residents still having issues with their water.
We continue to pursue every avenue for those that are still commenting that they're experiencing that. We need to get out there and test. We need to get out there and find out where there is a concern so that we can address it, that we can identify it, and that we can act on it.
The ultimate solution to Flint's water woes is the new pipeline being built from Lake Huron. But the KWA pipeline is not expected to be online until sometime in 2016. Critics say that's too long. In the next month, a group of Flint pastors plans to go to court to force the city back to getting its tap water from the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department. Flint officials say the city cannot afford to go back to Detroit water even for a short period. But the city may still pay a price. Attorney Trishelle Young represents the Flint pastors in what may turn into a class action lawsuit. She's talking now with people who claim their health or property have been damaged by Flint's water.
It's not happening right now, but that is possible. It depends, again, on the numbers that we get and whether or not we can mount a class action.
Saturday, people in Flint will mark the anniversary of the switch to demand the city switch back to Detroit water. I'm Steve Carmody.